This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each Tuesday we're joined by the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor to discuss local civics, civic engagement, and your opportunities to become more involved. Mary Morgan, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Good morning. How was your drive in today?
You know what? It really wasn't all that bad. But then again, I pretty much get the highway to myself at that time of day. So I have the luxury of spanning the course of the lanes to accommodate whatever I need to do. Now, did you get out and about and brave the cold and snowy weather this weekend?
I did not leave my house for 2 days. It was awesome. It was terrific. So, except to shovel my sidewalk.
Did you have a little Super Bowl party of your own last night?
No, but I am glad that the Eagles won. I was rooting for them, so I always like the underdog story.
And that was an underdog story for the ages, I suppose. But for those who aren't interested in football, there's a lot going on in our community this week. And one of the things that I notice in these kinds of conditions we're experiencing is that too many people try and drive as though the roads were clear, particularly some of those four-wheel drive heroes who seem to feel somewhat invulnerable. When weather permits, you're cruising the streets on a scooter, Mary. Are you experiencing speeding and dangerous drivers around Ann Arbor as well?
You know, I would say negligence is a huge problem in Ann Arbor, both for people who are just residents here, but also people visiting from out of town. And, you know, even the careless and reckless driving you see around is magnified, of course, with weather conditions like they are right now. So it's always good to have this bookmarked. The Ann Arbor City of Ann Arbor has a traffic complaint site online, so you can register any kind of random, whether it's speeding or something that's going amiss at a pedestrian crossing or reckless driving. There's an online form you can fill out, and they compile this information so that if they see incidents, there are trends where speeding is happening in a particular area over and over again, or you know, there's an intersection that's problematic, they can take action. So I think it's a good thing to keep on your computer bookmarked and log anything you see.
Yeah, the more information they have, the better decisions that can be made in making sure that things are taken care of. I know a new traffic study is coming out, and they're going to look into some possible changes in the area of Broadway and Maiden Lane and in the lower town district. So it does make a difference, doesn't it?
That's right. And, you know, that particular study is tied to a development, but even without that impetus, it's good to have the data all around town.
Well, there is another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall expected in Washtenaw County tonight, so those road conditions are only going to get worse again. So make sure you do take it easy out there. If you're going to be out and about tonight, though, I expect there's going to be a huge turnout at Ann Arbor City Council. Mary, the issue of policing and community relations is up for discussion again tonight. It has been and will continue to be a contentious issue.
That's right. You know, there might be a little competition with Joe Biden's appearance
exactly,
tonight.
Exactly, at the Michigan Theater, yeah.
Starts at the same time, but there are several things on the agenda. The police community relations issue is coming up again. There's a resolution to create a task force on tonight's agenda. Now, this task force will simply develop the bylaws and the guidelines for a potential new commission that will focus on police community relations. And this is all overseen by the Human Rights Commission in the city. It's worth keeping an eye on. It has been very contentious, and I hope that the city moves ahead with as much input as possible.
I know that the group Transforming Justice Washtenaw plans to turn out in force for this meeting because even though they are in support of a citizens advisory board or task force, as it were, they're not necessarily pleased with the direction it may be headed, and there's going to be more conversation on that as well.
Absolutely, and today is also the deadline to actually apply for that task force. The Human Rights Commission is handling that, and more information is on the city's website.
Well, Mary Morgan, the city's deer cull has come to an end, effective at the end of January. Far fewer animals were taken than allotted by permit. They had allowed for up to 250, and far less than that were taken, and in part, they're saying, because of the protesters that turned out. So is this a matter that City Council is going to have to again address moving forward?
Yeah, I think that we'll see this every year. It's going to be the same issue for a while. The report did indicate that they believe there are some areas in wards 1 and 2 that will only require monitoring and maintenance in the future. So there might be some geographic changes, but I think the city is intent on continuing this each year until they feel the problem's under control.
Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. This is our weekly get-together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative to discuss the civic happenings in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County and your opportunity for civic engagement. And Mary, the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority is going to meet this week as well, and they're going to discuss some items that have the potential to impact our pocketbooks in the future.
That's right. They have actually brought forward a resolution to the meeting to raise parking rates in downtown Ann Arbor. This is something they've been talking about for months, if not years. I know the city administrator, Howard Lazarus, is supportive of more revenue from parking. They're talking about how this will actually help manage demand. But the bottom line is that if you have a permit, a monthly permit, or if you're parking on meters or the structures, in most cases, there'll be increases each year for the next 5 years in parking rates.
Yeah, from $1.60 at meters, which it is now, to $2.20 by 2020. And then if you have a permit, it's $1.55 right now a month. That would go up to $200 by the year 2022. So you add that all up, and that's kind of a significant increase.
Yeah, and it does vary. Those numbers will vary depending on where the meters are and where the structures are, but it is a significant increase. The DDA manages the parking system for the city. The city is going to be getting 20% of revenue that the DDA brings in. So it, you know, it's a significant amount of money. And I think it's certainly worth keeping an eye on and seeing if there's an impact in how people actually use the parking system. If people, in fact, do stop coming downtown because they feel the rates are too high, or if it's just a non-factor.
Well, as touched upon, there are plenty of people who are in support of this idea. There are others who are opposed. Either way you feel about it, you have an opportunity to be a part of the decision-making process because there is a vacancy on the DDA board.
Yes, I was a little surprised. Sava Farah is resigning before the end of her term. She had other commitments, she said in a resignation letter. It's on the agenda for City Council, along with resignations from several other advisory commissions, actually, including the Human Rights Commission. There's a link on the city's website, and we'll have that in our newsletter too, that gives you some information about how to apply for these advisory boards and commissions. And it's a good way to really get in on the decision making in our community.
Well, as we wrap up our time together for this week, we are again talking with Civ City Initiative Executive Director Mary Morgan for Civic Matters. There are a couple of events related to public art this week that might very well be of interest to a lot of folks in the area.
Yeah, you know, I think it's great that the new director of the University of Michigan Museum of Art, Tina Olson, is holding office hours. And our Public Art Commission for the city is having a retreat on Saturday. So there are several opportunities to weigh in on our community's public art.
Well, those are great opportunities. And Mary Morgan, it's always a great opportunity for me to have time with you on Monday mornings. And I will look forward to our next visit next week.
Have a great week, David. Take care.
That is Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. To find out all that Mary is working on and to sign up for her weekly newsletter, visit her website. It's civcity.org. And if you'd like more information on all of the topics we've covered today, that's available to you by visiting our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and for Mary Morgan, we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.